Something apocalyptic happened in Beaver Creek in 1969. Lammer's Barrel Factory, a chemical recycling facility on Grainshaw Road, caught fire. Barrels of chemicals exploded, and some flew hundreds of feet into the air. The fire was visible for miles and left almost nothing. Now a woman named Helen Gorby owns the land. She bought it in the 1970s and got more than she bargained for.
That's been a headache that drove me crazy for 30 years, I think.
Little did she know, toxic chemicals had seeped into the ground and the water. The Environmental Protection Agency got involved in 1985, and Gorby's been waiting for answers ever since.
I'm as confused as anybody in this world could be.
Tracking down the companies that might be responsible is real detective work after so long. The barrel company went bankrupt, but a bunch of companies that are still around today might have sent their toxic chemicals there to be processed in the 50s and 60s. So what about them? Well, now 37 of those companies, including Ford, Navistar, and 3M, have made a deal in a federal court saying they'll help pay for a cleanup. The costs are expected to total over $13 million, and that court decision is up for public comment until March 12th. Lewis Wallace, WYSO.